This statement is by Ernest Kettle, who was a fisherman from Grand Bay, Newfoundland. He gave it on November 7, 1942, to the Magisterial Inquiry on the Recovery of Bodies from the Sinking of SS Caribou. I am 51 years of age. I reside at Grand Bay, and I am the skipper of the skiff Greta June of 8 tons. I remember the morning of Wednesday, October 14th, 1942. At about 7:30 a.m., James Kettle came to my house and said that the caribou was in trouble 21 miles southwest from Channel Head, and he asked me if I were going out. I replied, yes. I came down aboard my skiff. Albert Osman of Grand Bay also told me that the caribou was in trouble 21 miles off of Channel Head. I collected three men besides myself, and by about 10 minutes to 8, we were off from the wharf. I notified the fishing boats outside the island of the trouble as I was going out. I shaped a course for the southwest. My boat could do about 7 miles per hour that morning, with engine going and the wind from the northwest. I kept this course for 3 hours and a quarter, and then saw two boats to the southwest of us stopped. We ran down towards them on a south-southeast course, and seeing that they were doing nothing, we swung to the north again. When we were about an hour and a half from Duck Island that morning, we saw two corvettes away to the north of us. Duck Island is about a mile from Grand Bay. We kept going to the north and the north-northwest for about 3 hours, but did not see any sign of wreck whatever. We came in towards the land then, about east by north shortly afterwards, we saw a lifeboat. The boat was empty. Then we turned to the northwest and came upon some rafts. At 5 o'clock, we came across the body of a man floating in the water. The body had a life preserver on and was partly clothed. I recognized this body as that of Llewellyn Carter of Portobasque. We saw no more bodies that day. I arrived with the body back at Grand Bay about 8 o'clock. The next morning, I left Grand Bay with my three men again. We went out on a west-southwest course and went to sea about 14 miles. Then we saw some bodies floating. We picked up three bodies in a group, among which I recognized Arthur Thomas of Portobasque. The time then was about 10 a.m. From that time until 4 p.m., we picked up 13 bodies in all. They were all within a radius of about 2 miles. Among the bodies, I recognized Stanley Taverner, Thomas Moist, Harold Chislett, and Jerome Gale. Our boat also picked up two female children, two female adults whom I did not recognize. We finished picking up the bodies about 3 o'clock. There were 9 male bodies in all. Every body which we picked up had on a life preserver, with the exception of the two female children. All the bodies had a certain amount of clothing on them. We arrived at Portobasque at about 5:30 p.m. and handed the bodies over to the rangers. I saw two planes overhead on the first morning at about 9:15 a.m. I saw another plane in the late evening. On the second day, there seemed to me several planes in the vicinity. Signed, Ernest Kettle.